We've learned that there was a general disappointment because Jesus did not come around the year 1800. He didn't come in 1844. And so Protestants in general were very disappointed over a period of nearly 50 years of looking for the imminent return of Christ. Actually, this was such a grand or large movement that the Bible predicted this happening in the book of Revelation. We've already talked about Revelation 10, how the strong angel holding a little book in his hand swore by him who lives forever and ever that there would be delay no longer. So it's pointing to the time when this 1260-year prophecy was over. But now we pick up after that, and it says in verse 8, "And the voice which I heard from heaven, I heard again speaking with me, saying, go take the book which is opened in the hand of the angel who stands in the sea and the land." Now we said that this little book that's open is Daniel. It was the book of Daniel that caused people to believe that Jesus was coming soon. "And I went to the angel telling him to give me the little book. And he said to me, take it, eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." Have you ever eaten honey on an empty stomach? It's not a good experience. It tastes so good in the mouth, but the stomach can rebel against what you just ate because there's too much sugar for an empty stomach. And so vicariously envisioned, John is experiencing this. Verse 10 says, "And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And when I'd eaten it, my stomach was made bitter." So you can almost picture John vicariously bent over with a sour stomach. "And they said to me, you must prophesy again concerning or to many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." In other words, you are right, Jesus is coming soon, but not yet. You have a job to do. You have to take this gospel of Jesus' second coming, this good news, to the entire world before Jesus comes. Now, the next two verses, which are actually in chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, belong with chapter 10. Somehow, when Erasmus divided things up into chapters and verses, he missed this. But it continues and says, "And there was given to me a measuring rod like a staff, and someone said, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it." So John is, you can picture him bent over in sickness, and he's told to rise and measure the temple. Why would he rise and measure the temple? In verse 2 it says, "Leave out the court which is outside the temple, do not measure it, for it's been given to the nations, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months or 1260 years. Now, what was there in the measurements of the temple that would cause these believers that were disappointed to have a second look at prophecy? Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. The temple is a model of salvation history. The temple had ceremonies, it had furniture, it had everything had some meaning. But the temple, or Old Testament sanctuary, was a model of what Jesus was doing in salvation history. And the two big events in salvation history are the first coming of Christ as Messiah and the second coming of Christ as our great Redeemer coming to get us in glory and putting an end to this experiment. And so those two big events had seven feasts in the festal year. And four of them surrounded the first event, that was the first coming of Christ, and three of them surrounded the second period in time. The first group were in the spring, and the second group was in the fall, and the second group pointed toward events surrounding the second coming of Christ. So the sanctuary was all about Jesus' ministry, and specifically the first and second coming of Christ. Now, every aspect of the sanctuary had something to do with salvation history, including the measurements. The holy place, which was the first compartment, was 40 cubits long. The most holy place was 20 cubits long, and the altar was 10 cubits long. Those were the three things that John was told to measure, and we'll talk about the importance of that in our next segment. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.